Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 62, shifting from employee to entrepreneur mindset. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. It's always great to be here on Expect Increase. And so I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe every person has something awesome to give to the world. And I want to help you do that through the services that I provide, coaching, speaking, training. And I have a new book that's out. It's called Be a Giver of Awesomeness. And it is on Amazon.com. So you can learn more about me at RashaunaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're going to, you know, we talk about like established entrepreneurs and business owners, but today we're going to talk about the startups because I think it's so important that we always reach back to help those who are just starting out, and particularly those who are still in corporate, who are looking at, you know, you may hate your job, or maybe you're just no longer fulfilled, or your side hustle is becoming something that you're really, really growing more and more passionate about, and you want to make it more of a full-time, offering for you, or full-time business for you. And so we're going to just talk to you about, we're going to break it down in a series so that we're talking about one particular focus per day. And today we're going to focus on mindset. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important, as I always say, this mindset is the number one thing that you need to work on before anything else, because without that, you're not going to go far, right?
That's right. I mean, your mindset is what you're living out daily in your business, in your life. It's about the decisions that you're making from the moment you decide to wake up in the morning, what you're going to put on, how you're going to command your day, how you interact with people. And recently, I had this experience where I was talking to a new entrepreneur. And I categorize new being less than 60 days out from quitting their job and stepping out into what I call having a Peter moment, where you step out of the boat, out of the comfort zone of being at a 9-to-5 and launch out into the deep blue of what is your new business. Right. And so, yeah, and we've all been there. We've had that moment, or perhaps you're listening because you feel like you're being called to do something, but you're not clear on what it is, or you're stepping out on faith or getting ready to. And this particular woman, when I was talking to her, she called me because she needed wise counsel. And she said that, and I was grateful to be able to answer the phone and to have the conversation. But she was really struggling with the decisions that she had made leading up to who would work with her on her website, who would work with her on some of the branding things that she's working on. And she felt like she was taking 5 steps forward and 3 steps back.
Right.
You know that feeling.
Oh gosh, yes. I mean, that's all normal, you know, but you know, that's something that I'm sure if you're a startup person out there, you're probably just nodding your head right now. And I am too, because I remember that feeling.
Yeah, that feeling, and it comes and goes, at least in the experiences of that I've had in running my businesses. It's all about these times are going to come, and at the end of the day, that is being in business and being a business owner, is sometimes having the feeling that you are making progress, because you're going 5 steps forward, 2 steps back. You're not going 5 steps forward, 7 steps back. So there is progress. It's just hard to see it. And one of the things that she was sharing was this feeling that's really fear around, I planned for this. I have money set aside for this, but I need the business to take off. And yes. it's not taking off at the pace at which I thought it was going to. And I was like, yep, I can relate to that. And I kind of started laughing, even like I am now a little bit, because I ended up saying to her that if you can't get comfortable in this state of feeling like the decisions that I'm making are leading me somewhere, even if the decision is, ugh, I shouldn't have hired that person. They're not doing what I thought they would do. Or I'm unclear after I hired them what it is I need to do to help them do what they need to do.
Right.
If you're not, I said, if you can't get comfortable in this understanding that as the business owner and entrepreneur, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I said, you're not going to be in this game long.
Yeah. That is so true, because you really have to make sure that you have your head in the game and that you and understand there's going to be bad days. There's going to be days that are going to come where you're not going to feel like it. And there, I mean, I've heard this from people who have been in business for years.
Yes.
You have to have a way of preparing for that. You know, whether it's a spiritual, for me, it's always been spiritual prayer, you know, meditation and just reading the word of God and just going back to whether you want to read Proverbs 31 verse, a chapter, I mean, whatever it takes to just get yourself and just stay in the game, whether it's a vision board, a picture of your family, what your goals are. But you want to make sure that you are staying, you know, in the game, that you're not allowing yourself to, you know, be dragged down, because that can really hurt your business. And I've been there.
Yes.
You know, and I tell you now that I wish that I knew then what I knew now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wish to God I knew then what I knew now, because you really need to be able to have a strong support system spiritually, physically, exercising, going out, doing something. But you need to be able to do that and have a way to, you know, look at those days where you're just like, oh, I feel like doing this. I'm not, my mind's not in it. I can't get a thought together. Mm-hmm. You know, all that. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that I was sharing with her and that I'll share with all of you, is that at the end of the day, being able to pick up the phone like she did and to call someone who can say, this is where you are. It's okay. Your thinking might be a little flawed, so let's help you get past this. Like, if this is where you, if you can't get over this feeling, then we need to talk about why you're in business. It's a different conversation than, and then moving to, let's pray together so that you can find some peace and clarity where you are as you continue to move forward. And a part of what we uncovered is that there's just this big fear that it's got to be perfect to get started and to get it going and get it out there. And that is hindering her progress. Yes. And so I think that's the other piece around mindset for entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs that are shifting from being employees.
Yes.
When you make the shift from being an employee to an entrepreneur, you have to leave behind some of the performance excellence that you demanded from maybe people that you worked with, or perhaps you put on yourself in the roles that you were in. Because unless you've got a whole bunch of people that are starting your business with you, you may be the only person in your business at the beginning. And so being able to have an idea, to get it out there, to get feedback from your customers while you're building it is a part of the business process.
It is.
And that has been my experience.
Yeah. And being able to accept what they tell you.
Yep.
You know, that it's all for your good. If they say, hey, this feels disconnected, I'm not understanding what you're trying to say, receive that, because now you know. And now you know you had to go back and dig deeper. And I think it's important that you also know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a sense of who you are. Because one thing I did when I first left corporate to come in my own business, I talked and I wrote very professional, very corporate-like, but it wasn't Sharique. It was very cold and very, you know what I mean? Like almost like an email memo.
Okay.
And it was like, it wasn't me, but I was just so used to that. And even your copy and the words you're using, know who you are, because that's one thing. When you leave that corporate environment, you become your own person for real. You know, you want to reconnect with that. Reconnect with who you are, because your brand, everything is going to be who you are. And if you don't know that, it will seem disconnected, you know, to whoever you're trying to reach out to. So that's why that feedback is important. Like, does this sound like me? Does this look like me? You know what I mean? Sometimes we can't see it. because we're so into it. So getting someone that you really trust, someone who's really going to be candid with you and to say, yeah, this is you, or yeah, okay, now I'm beginning to see you come out in this. Now I'm seeing the person that I know, the fire and the passion. You need someone who can really, really give you that information and just be ready to accept it, good, bad, and otherwise.
Exactly. Yes. Have that team already set up ahead of time, people that are going to hold you accountable to tell you what's going well, what's not, what's resonating, what's not. And then be grateful for those people. Like, I remember when my closest friend looked at my first offering that I had out there, and she was like, this is not that good, and I wouldn't pay this for that.
Right.
And I was like, okay, all right. And after 30 days of me having it out there and no one was buying it, and I made some changes to what she said to do, and it just wasn't the right offering, and it wasn't the right offering at the right time, I pulled it. And I was grateful that I didn't spend more money trying. Like, if I had spent more money getting that offering perfected and then out there for it to still be wrong, that would have been a waste of time and money. And so that is, as an entrepreneur, if you're listening out there, if you're thinking about what are you going to put out there and you're waiting for it to be perfect, go ahead and put it out there, because you're not really getting feedback on it. And your sense of what people want or how they're going to want it packaged could be totally off. And you could be building something that isn't resonating.
Exactly. And like you said, having conversations and talking to people who are like your ideal clients and saying, would you invest in this?
Exactly.
And letting them tell you, yeah, I would. I would invest in this, but I don't need this. I need that.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of times we put things out there, like, you know, for sales coaches, you know, you think I'm just talking about closing and handling objections, but no, I was also talking about your copy, your social media, because that's how people get to know who you are in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get on the phone with them, then you know that the sales portion takes over, or you meet them face to face, whatever. But you have to know that by having those conversations, so that you're not ahead of them or behind them, but you're right at that sweet spot to where they really, really are reaching out to say, I need help with this.
Right.
So yeah, that's really important to do that. And, you know, I think that, you know, like you said, the person had like a 60-day supply of money, and that was wise of her to do that, because there are people who have jumped out, and because they had like one good client and they were like, okay, I can do more and more. And they run and they jump out, and all of a sudden that something happens with that one client, and they're like, oh crap. You know what I mean? So I applaud her for at least having that, and at least having something to go out there with. And I said, I would even be more aggressive and say 90 days, because it's going to take you time to get to know what you want to do, all these things. I would suggest, first of all, get out the foundational things done while you're in your job. Then once you find that sweet spot and you find that people are investing, then it's time to start thinking about, okay, putting in your notice. Because now you at least have that clarity. Because after, you know, mindset comes that clarity, like you mentioned before. And then you're able to really, really, you know, take off in a way that you're reducing your risk.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely do that. Yep. If you can. Yep. Absolutely.
Right, because I know some people just don't have that option, but if you do have it,
yes. Yep, if you can, yep, that's why I said if you can, and if you find yourself in the middle of, oh, maybe I started in the wrong place, you can still keep going, thinking about how do I continue to shift my mindset to be one that is not only calling the right people towards you, the right contracts, the right clients, but you can also be thinking about how do I really look at what it is I need to build and set aside as my business grows? And so our next episode, we're going to talk more about this shift between being an employee and being an entrepreneur, but we're going to talk about it from a financial standpoint and the right people you need on your team to help you and how to really think about money in a different way.
Yeah. So that's going to be good.
Yes.
Excellent. So we thank you for listening to us today, and we definitely appreciate that. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, so that way you get notified every time a new episode pops up on your phone. And also just make sure that you, if you're leaving, if you have any questions or anything, leave a comment, leave a review, and let us know what you think. If there's something that we're not covering that you would like for us to cover, pop that into a review, and we will see that and definitely make sure to add that to our podcast. Again, I'm Sharique, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. On Facebook, I'm at Digital Innovation Media Group. That's my business page. And I'm on LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. We thank you so much for joining us, and we will definitely chat with you next time. I'm gonna tell you no matter.